BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Monday off to a flyer on the Scott Mills Daily. On today's podcast, you are treated to an extra bit of good stuff that the listeners to the actual show don't get. Today, it's a vintage 24 years at the tap end Christmas special from years gone by.
Isn't it strange having this back in our lives? Like, we're now talking about maybe doing more 24 years at the tap end. Don't know though, Scott, it's worth a thought, but hearing that theme tune on the show today was a wonderful thing.
Nostalgia. If you hit subscribe on the podcast, you'll get some classic stuff every day. Also, perfumer Francois the Nose brings us the finished Scott Mills Show fragrance, and it couldn't be better. Are you a liability plus one at someone else's Christmas party? And day 17 of the WhoVent calendar. Scott Mills, Right, so you might have heard this morning. Radio 1 Breakfast needs you. This is so good. I'm really loving the festive feeling with Greg in the morning. It makes me feel fuzzy and Christmassy and warm.
It's great, isn't it? Also, this is what Radio 1 and Radio 1 listeners do best, these sorts of things, these big projects.
So, here's the idea. Greg wants to throw the ultimate Christmas party for 100 young carers. At the moment, we've got the venue and we've got some people getting in touch saying, yeah, I'll be there, or I can donate, or I can help. If you think about it, I didn't realise it was this many. There's an estimated 13,000 young carers in Oxfordshire alone, which
it's
is where
incredible.
We're going to go on Thursday.
I heard this morning, and the one that got me, it was like there's two young carers in every classroom.
Yeah, so these are young...
unbelievable.
These are young people who are caring for a parent or a family member with maybe an illness or a mental health condition and or a physical disability. And if you think about it, like that is a lot of your time to give up, and it's a lot of stress for the young people involved. But they do it obviously because they love those people. So this is a really lovely, lovely thing to do for Christmas. And I can now go over to Greg James in what we're going to call it, the HQ.
I'm in HQ. This is I've taken over Clara's live lounge for the day. Sorry, Clara.
It's all right, love.
It's for a good cause.
So really, where are we at?
Well, we've got a load of people are taking phone calls and reading the emails and calling people back.
Here
so far, oh, that's good. We like that. We actually have got some real life hubbub. It's like real. Like here's.
Oh, there's some hubbub.
There we are. There's some people.
They're
manning the phones.
Anyway, so we are taking calls and stuff and getting everything ready for this party on Thursday. And do you want a couple of confirmed things?
Go. Mm.
Okay, so we have confirmed. Out of retirement and back in the magic circle for one day only, Radio 1's Matt Edmondson.
Oh, he's back.
He actually is a decent magician.
He is, yeah.
So he's back and doing that. So far, we've had toys, donuts, slushy drinks machines, 20 Christmas trees, glitter and face painting stations, all donated. Plus, we have an official pop star confirmed. Jax Jones is doing a DJ set.
Oh, I saw him messaging him earlier, yeah.
But I sort of called him out on it and he said, oh, I'm up for this. And I went, are you? He went, yeah. So we sorted it out and he actually had to say yes.
This is quality. It's only 20 past one in the afternoon. So much has been done already.
He's such a good guy. I love him.
Do we also have Radio 1's Scott Mills and Chris Stark confirmed?
I don't know about you. I am confirmed.
Yeah. Listen, I've said
put me on the board.
If you need me, of course I'll be there.
Scott, are we allowed to talk about what you're going to do?
I don't quite know the plan. Throw it on me, though.
Someone texted in the show earlier today and they said they want you crabbed up.
Yeah, I heard
too
that.
Right, too right. He won't. Also, he doesn't normally do.
Would you want to see that again, right?
I would love to see that again.
Now,
give the people what they want, Scott Mills.
Right.
Okay. If Edmondson is bringing the magic out of retirement,
totally
you've got to bring the crab back.
Also, sure. You won't do the crab now for what? Less than 250 grand?
Yeah, but I'm doing it for the young carers, you know? Also, we've got a slight issue.
I'd love the idea if it was double. Like, you can have Scott Mills for a certain price, and it's double if you want him crabbed.
There's a slight issue.
That's how it works.
I think the original outfit has been auctioned off, but we'll have to fashion one.
Somebody listening will make you a crab outfit, a new one.
Fine.
We should have 2018 crab.
Fine.
Because also, what we'd love to have is things like, we need a snow machine. No one's offered a snow machine just yet.
Okay. So how do people get involved, and how do they donate, and how do they help?
If you want to do something to help this party be amazing, then go to the Radio 1 website right now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. All the contact details are on there, the phone numbers, the email addresses and everything, and they'll come straight through to this hub in here. Hub. There you go.
There we are.
So that's how it works.
Perfect.
Oh, also, I would really... This is a... I'm going to dare to dream. It would be great to have a real reindeer. wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be wicked.
You want a real reindeer.
Real reindeer.
Not asking
what do you say, Cara?
Mariah Carey does that, so why can't we?
Right.
Exactly. Also, I want Mariah Carey.
So, well, okay. Could be a tough ask, but once again, sky's the limit. Get in touch if you have anything for us. Thank you, Greg.
Scott Mills.
Wow, we've just been sent a video of a bloke who's an absolute liability at a pool party.
Oh, yes. Yeah, was he definitely a plus one?
I don't know whether he was a plus one, but he's a liability.
Oh, he's had a mare there.
You cannot do that in a pool. Abby, what happened to you?
So I was at a guy's Christmas party, so it was very, like, black tie, dresses, very posh.
So you were the plus one in this situation, which is always a tricky one, isn't it? Because you don't really know anyone else there, yet you're having to go and have loads of fun.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sociable as well, but that night I had to dress up, I had to act very nice to people that I don't really know. And when I have a few drinks down me anyway, I can be a bit wild. Oh, so I had to tame myself.
Okay, brilliant. So something bad went down.
Oh, no.
Right, talk us through it.
Yeah, so basically he went to the bathroom and just said, oh, I'll be a couple of minutes. You just hang with the table that we're sat with. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, that's fine.
See, I wouldn't be on your best behaviour.
I wouldn't even do that. Abby, just from talking to you for 2 minutes, I would not leave you alone with those people.
So, yeah, it was free Prosecco as well. So yeah. I was just like, I'm game. Brilliant.
Okay.
Free food. I was like, yes, this is like a winner. So we sat down and they started a conversation about a work colleague that was causing them a little bit of trouble. And I cottoned on to who it was. So I was like, oh, I know who you're on about. Started to talk about him. Started to agree that he wasn't such a good worker.
You're like, I agree. Yeah, they are terrible. Yeah.
But I get the problem because
yeah,
you've got
horrible.
To chip in, haven't you? You've got to...
Yeah.
They're in a conversation you just wanted to be involved in.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to be like the one that's just like left out, just, yeah, sat there. So I started to like chip in and they found it quite funny. And it turned out that they were talking about somebody completely different. And the person that I was talking about was stood next to me.
Oh, God. The rest of the group were having a discussion about someone. You were actually just slagging off the person that you're sat next to without realising.
Yeah. So then I just, like, crumble in my seat.
Nightmare scenario. Oh. You're sat there slagging off the person next to you. The rest of the group talking about someone. You're talking about someone else. So amazing scenario.
Horrible.
That. And I take it they all realised that's what you were doing.
Pretty much.
Your partner came back.
Yeah, and then sat down at the table like nothing had happened. Everybody else is really silent and awkward. And then the first thing that I say is just, I'm so sorry.
Wow. And how did that work out with you and your partner after the dinner? And...
Yeah, so maybe a week or two later we broke up.
Right.
Oh, oh no, I shouldn't laugh, sorry.
I mean, yeah.
Do you know what you are? You're a liability plus one.
That's what you are.
Yes.
I like people that just admit it.
Yeah, and I haven't been asked to be a plus one since, so it's great.
Invite me along to your work, do. I will. Yeah. Listen, I can't control my behaviour.
I will be a nightmare.
Yeah, I come with a warning.
Scott Mills.
Some of these liability plus one, Scott. So funny.
I know. Like we should revisit this next week, I think.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, because, I mean, some of you just cannot be trusted on a night out. I've just been thinking, though. Is that me?
What, 100%. Yeah, being real about this. I think the key in all of this is you have to admit it yourself. Would you say you're a liability plus one?
Plus one, yeah, I would say, yeah.
Because I've taken you to a couple of things.
Yeah.
And you have made an absolute beast of yourself.
Maybe not so much anymore, but back in the day, I mean, I would never have invited me out. Like, why
what about
ever
my stag
have me
do?
As a plus one? Your stag do was all right.
Be honest.
Not a plus one, though.
What about the platter?
Okay, yes, the platter. Let's not go there, please.
Scott Mills.
You probably didn't see it because... Are you into The Apprentice this year?
I've not seen the last couple. I think I've actually watched them all out of order.
Right, so I didn't really get into it this year. So I was just at home last night and there was one of those classic Christmas filler shows on where ITV are like, look, we're not going to bother to even compete with The Apprentice final, so let's put this show on. And it was called Alexandra Armstrong's Best Christmas Ever. And it just seemed to be like some kind of chat show. Alexandra does a little Christmas song at the beginning. And Chris Ramsey was on it. And Prue Lease off of Bake Off. Now, I can't get this out of my head, right? Every Christmas, Prue Lease, and I'm going to try this, has... just at Christmas, stuffing on toast.
Oh.
Spreads it on the toast.
Oh, okay.
Now think about that.
Yeah, I think
it actually sounds quite lush.
It's not too dry, is it? But like, if it's not like real crumbly, that's probably all right.
And she's saying, you know how posh she is. She was like, you can just use it like a pate.
That's
like a pate.
Definitely worth trying. Also, on an Alexandra Armstrong tip, I find watching him sing really uncomfortable.
Why? Why?
And now, I don't know. And I also don't want to rule us out of going on Pointless again, so I want to be careful what I say here.
There is something weird about it, I know what you mean.
But he sort of stands very proud.
Yeah.
And the way he looks at the camera, it's just a bit much for me. I don't know if this is just like, you know where slightly older men sing?
Mm.
And it's a way that they've been taught growing up. It's just something a bit too intense, really, for TV.
Right, okay. How do you feel about Bradley Walsh? Same?
I don't think I've seen him sing. I'm talking about those kind of middle-aged opera singers that you're Michael Balls, you're... there's loads of them on sort of daytime TV.
You're Alfie Bowes.
Alfie Bowes, great one. Russell, one of the
Watson.
Russells. Russell Watson.
There's something a bit like, I'm going to stand on, with my hand on my hips now and sing to you.
It's the kind of same as in gym showers and changing rooms, the
it's
way they stand.
Very proud.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So it's been about 3 months in the making now, but we do have a guy called Francois the Nose. He is very French. He's jetting in from Paris today, I do believe. His job is to sniff things. He works for a perfume company, and he will decide, because he's got the nose for it, hence the name, whether it's a great one or one that's like not going to sell at all. Like, every day he's like sniffing it up.
He sniffs everything, so he'll sniff out success. By the way, I find this whole thing just ludicrous and funny, and I'm really struggling with the idea that Francois the Nose is going to be back in.
Yeah, he's bringing our one-off Scott Mills Show fragrance to us today. It is ridiculous, but what a guy, what a character.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Baisha.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. Are you a podcast subscriber? If not, why not?
I've actually got the Sounds app, but I've not got around to listening to it yet. I've been too busy.
You've got to jump on this now.
Jump on it
whilst it's fresh.
Because there's loads of stuff that's going to be on there, which is like stuff you don't get on the normal show. So it's like a little extra bonus for the podcast listener, okay?
Yeah, okay. I'll do it. I'll get around to it.
It's just one button, Baisha. Just one button. What are you doing?
Sat outside my child's school, like, you know, my exciting life every day.
Just school run.
School run, yeah.
Ready for Christmas?
Just finished work. Am I ready for Christmas? No, of course I'm not. It's a week to go. I've still got loads of time.
Nah, this is why I need people's help, actually. I've run out of ideas for anything for Scott. I actually told him this earlier today. I was like, mate, I actually can't think of anything to get you.
What, nothing?
You know how we sometimes say that you're running out of stories now? Like, you haven't got anything more to give.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you always do that one about the Wi-Fi on holiday. If you need to get the Wi-Fi when you're on holiday, get the manager's name. That's been going on for years. You've done that millions of times.
Are you saying I'm out of stories on the radio?
Well, it's dangerous thing to say, but you are running. It's like a lot of the same ones, isn't it? But
I've got my favourites, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, it's like Christmas presents. Can't think of anything for you.
I'm easy to buy for. You've just got to think about it.
There's just candles.
Right,
all
just
the
do
time.
That. Exactly.
Just,
are you happy with that?
Yeah, of course I am.
It's a lot of money for
candle,
the candle.
Like,
yeah, they're expensive for the ones he likes.
No, they're not. Right, here's what I've got for you today, Baisha.
Okay.
It's McFly, Five Colours in Her Hair.
Everyone asks me, who the hell is she? That weirdo with five colours in her hair. She's just the one.
I'm sort of enjoying listening to this.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all right. Okay, bye, Shea. You can have that, or you can have my choice today, which is this.
Okay.
Yeah, oh,
all right.
Good reaction. This is the Hives. Hate to say I told you so.
I always know what I want to pick when I'm driving.
Yeah.
And out of those two, it would have to be the Hives.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, then I'll get my coat again.
The internet is full of weird and wonderful stuff.
I like the bass.
Almost too much of it.
Radio 1's
Clickopedia.
One. If you've ever ended up down an internet black hole of cats playing nose flutes while standing up using the toilet and speaking ancient and long-lost languages, then this is the podcast for you.
I promise I'll get it, all right?
I'm Matt Edmondson, and along with some fellow internet explorers...
How big is a blowhole? Is another great question.
We're delving into the hidden depths of the web.
After an hour, you're like, wow, I'm still scrolling.
Yeah.
Clickopedia.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Wow, I thought that the cheeky chappies from McFly could cheer us up on a Monday, but it wasn't to be. Good song, though. Hives, Hate to Say I Told You So on Radio 1. Oof. Yeah, didn't win again.
That was wicked.
That did sound awesome, though.
You haven't really won good. For a while, think about it.
I know. I know.
Scott Mills.
I tell you what's really on this week: school concerts and nativities. Leah's got hers today. Sam's is tomorrow at his school. And I'm hoping that your school orchestra is as good as the one that we sometimes play on the show. Proud mums and dads smiling away. Things you can't do, because it's a school orchestra, you can't be like, well, this is awful. You've just got to smile and just...
That's lovely.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, aren't they doing well? Oh, I still really enjoy that.
Scott Mills.
So many on board for Wrap Myself in Paper today. Only comes once a year this day, and... It is Magnus Carlsen Day.
Well, it's because the lyrics are a week and a day away. The whole thing with this, well, the first time I was at Radio 1, I got wrapped in paper. I'd like to think there was at least one or two people out there that are up for doing this and are going to wrap themselves in paper. We can make a moment of it. If you're in an office right now, it could be toilet roll, sheets of paper, whatever you can find.
Obviously do recycle, thank you.
Yeah, and obviously recycle, yeah.
We've got Neil, who's saying, I've been grumpy about Christmas up to now. This is my favourite Christmas song. Tom says, it's the only Christmas song I like. Todd is listening live from Canada, wrapping paper in hand, ready to wrap himself up. I'm so excited to hear this again. What a tune, says Kyle. Some people are going to be disappointed that they've never heard it before. It's quite a shock when you first hear it.
It's a funny old tradition, this, isn't it? And when you're singing, if you get halfway through and you need something to do, have a little look at what he looks like as well, because he's peak exactly what I thought he would look like when you hear him on the song.
Yeah. Been wondering all day if I get to hear Wrap Myself in Paper. Just got in the car. I haven't missed it, have I? No, Marie, you have not. It's just so wonderfully awful.
It's very Gary Barlow, isn't it?
I think it gets a little bit worse every year, and that's what makes me love it so.
I like when he's about 3 minutes deep into that and he's got super, super confident. He's like, really smug here.
Yeah, that was Magnus Carlsen. Until now, a lot of people weren't feeling Christmas and now they are baubles deep. Mm. Welcome along. That was Magnus Carlsen and Wrap Myself in Paper. Has to happen, it's a show tradition. But that's it for another year.
Scott Mills.
For a few months now, we've been wanting to make the Scott Mills fragrance, which I want to give to one of you. Only one person in the whole UK will smell like this show.
Yeah, I mean, I could do with it, so it might end up being one of these things where maybe I just have it.
No, I was going to keep it as well, because actually I sprayed my last bit of my last perfume today, but I kind of want to give it to someone as well.
Yeah. Well, we can decide that.
So we started by undertaking some customer research just to see what you would want from a Scott Mills Show perfume. What's your preferred smell from the below? Newly creosoted fence. Leisure centre swimming pool. Brand new tennis balls. Rubber glove at the dentist. Old books. Spanish supermarkets.
Tennis balls.
Then a lovely lady called Helen from the perfume studio offered to help out.
But I think the type of smell for a Radio 1 DJ, maybe something sort of slightly leathery, slightly mossy, little sheeper note to it.
You call me leathery?
In a very good way.
Then, this was a turning point. She introduced us to an actual French perfumier. And I'm here with... Who are you?
Francois, the nose.
Sorry. So we took some scents and we did some consumer testing.
That's the best of all.
And that's like proper perfume, like you spray on yourself in the airport.
It's kind of a bit like an orange. It's also a bit like toothpaste. My sinuses are clearing.
That's a lad smell all over. That's a lad that really wants to pour the night out and a bit of desperation.
Spray it all over your flat. If you just had like a fox attack in the bins, just spray it everywhere.
I'd definitely wear this.
How much would you pay for it?
Like, if it was in its purity, I think I'd go up to 120. I like my scents.
See, we've really thought about this. We've asked everyone, like, you know, we're getting together. We even turned to Claude Littner off of The Apprentice for his advice, business-wise.
Well, we could call it Claude's Balls.
Yeah.
And it could just be a lovely, fresh...
Well, that's very generous of you. Very, very generous. That's really decent of you to even consider that.
Any other parting words of advice on our journey to release a perfume?
I think you've got a long way to go. I think really you're probably best suited to just being radio presenters. Mm. Good luck with it all, but I'm afraid I won't be investing.
I think you got the wrong show there. Clearly Dragon's Den. And you're on The Apprentice, hon. Today is the big day. Hello. Bonjour, Francois the Nose.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Now, if people haven't heard you on the show before, Francois, if you could tell us your job title, probably better than I just explained it.
Yes, I'm a perfumer, also called a nose, and I create some fragrances.
So he creates the fragrances. He gets paid. Francois's beak is a moneymaker. He knows that the perfect blend of smells to put together to create something wonderful that you can wear and impress with. Now, you seem better this time because last time you came in, you had a stinking cold.
That's right, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So I take you were on a bit of the medicine afterwards. Who?
Well, you can't. There are some medicine which are good for cold, but they're also drying your nose, so they're not very good. So you just have to wait.
You came straight from Paris this morning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so good. No, I mean, you couldn't be more French. I could listen to you all day, Francois. I actually could.
Thanks.
So, the big day has finally arrived. What have you got for us?
Oh, we have created and modified slightly the fragrance for you to make it hopefully perfect. Oh. And I've been wearing it a little bit this morning also. And
Our show perfume?
Yes.
Well, can we see it? Is this the big reveal?
Sure. This is the bottle and the fragrance.
Has it been good to wear round and about?
Yes. I have it on my skin for about 3 hours, and it's lovely, and it's lasting. It's beautiful.
Oh. Wow, this is it. Wait, it's weird to see it in the flesh.
If you could explain what you're seeing there, Chris, right now.
So we got a little glass bottle here, which says, it actually says, "Love you, by Scott."
It looks proper as well. Like it's a proper one.
Yes, it's a beautiful packaging.
Beautiful.
It's lovely. Bottle. I'm reluctant to spray it because I don't want it to ever run out.
So maybe we can just have a spray,
right.
And so it will be perfect. I'll put it on my skin.
Okay, Francois, if you put it on you, and we'll all sniff you.
So we're all smelling the nose?
Yeah. We're not smelling.
No, you don't smell the nose, you smell my hand.
We're smelling the nose's hand. That is beautiful.
That is lovely, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. Love you. Love you by Scott, look.
Yes, of course, it's great.
See, I was thinking about giving it away to a listener, but now I've smelt it, I kind of want it for myself. That wasn't the idea of this whole thing, was it?
I mean, it's a bizarre but amazing moment here that this is finally made, because this was only a pipe dream, really, wasn't it?
Incredible. What is the smell, if you could describe it for us, please, the nose?
We have blended different notes. So we have a very fresh top note. So it, the fragrance is light and refreshing. And you remember last time we talked about tennis balls?
Yes.
We have incorporated a very slight note of a tennis ball.
Excellent.
In this fragrance, which in fact makes it quite unusual. Mm-hmm. The fragrance is both men and women. We can say it's a unisex fragrance.
Okay, excellent. That's good.
Francois, if you were to wear this perfume, you personally, being a nose, being an expert, what situation would that help you out in?
Evening fragrance.
Evening fragrance. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, it's very nice and warm, and it's long-lasting. It stays on the skin, gives a nice trail.
Do we need some kind of marketing tagline, do you think? We'll come to that. We've got to just sort of the name.
Yeah. Maybe we get Francois the Nose nude in the advert, stepping out of a pool, beak first.
Francois, thanks for coming to see us today.
You're very welcome.
Scott Mills.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
That's Brenda Lee on Radio 1. People really want this fragrance. Harry, why are you so keen?
My girlfriend loves Christmas, so I'll be getting it for her. And basically, due to me buying a new house in November, basically run out of money completely. So I've told her this year Christmas is cancelled.
How romantic.
I know.
Right, so no presents from you at all to anyone, no?
No presents from me at all.
The only reason I would say that I don't think this is appropriate for you, Harry, is that on the bottle, it's cool, and it says this on the bottle, love you, bye, Scott.
Perfect.
And if you've cancelled Christmas,
yeah.
Is this not really more of a dumping present? That's what I'm thinking now, because of the name.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say that at all. I might even just scribble out the word Scott, sorry, but Harry.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've sold yourself here, mate.
I'm going to spray myself again now, listen. Oh, it's lovely that.
Yeah.
This studio's never smelt better. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
What's your story?
I work with sewage. I'm an engineer. So, yes, every day I get covered in sewage.
Oh,
and
nice.
Basically, my partner's not right pleased with the smell.
No?
But I just don't think anything else could mask that smell of muggy sewage. Then love you by Scott.
Talk to us about what you smell like then. If you were to describe it like Francois the Nose did, you know,
right.
Really go into detail.
Imagine you've been to the toilet after you've had a big night.
Right.
Friday night, Christmas do.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a few curries and pints.
Good.
You go to the toilet. Imagine that once it's settled in the bottom of the pan for a few hours.
Oh, God.
Lovely.
And then it goes through some processing, gets some chemicals added to it, which also don't smell very nice.
And this is what you smell like all the time?
This is what I smell like all the time, yeah.
So you're saying you want our signature, specially created perfume to cover the smell of sewage?
Yes. There's nothing more of a turn-off than sewage, and I think, personally, I'd say that tennis balls, fresh tennis balls, are a turn-on, if anything.
This is incredible. Yeah, so your poor... Did you say it was your girlfriend, sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, so your poor girlfriend, you're not satisfying her because of the smell.
Yeah.
That's it, yes. It just sticks to your clothes, gets in your hair, and as you can imagine.
It must be very difficult for you to find anything to cut through that as well.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Other than terps, I Love You by Scott's probably the next best thing.
Scott Mills.
It's Scott Mills here. Good afternoon, Chelsea.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hi. What are you saying?
I am so excited that I can listen to 24 Years on the Tap End again.
Yes. So what we've done, this is exclusively for podcast listeners, is we've put a Christmas special of 24 Years at the Tap End, which has not been on for quite a few years on Radio 1. So you may have forgotten about it. When did you used to listen to it then?
So I listened to it right at the beginning when I was at uni, so like 2011, 2012. Is that about when it was?
I like there's a bit of excitement around this. Maybe we should throw a few more onto the podcast there.
But you only get it if you subscribe to the podcast. Are you going to do that tonight?
I am absolutely going to do that tonight.
Okay, get the BBC Sounds app and then put Scott Mills Daily. Just search for Scott Mills Daily. Then hit subscribe. It's dead easy. Just search for my name and you'll find it. BBC Sounds app is free on your phone, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Yes, and then you'll get the Christmas special. Even the theme tune gives me a little bit of the goosebumps, the GBs.
I've bossed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam.
We need to bring it back, I've decided. We need series 3, I miss it. Also on there, if you get the Scott Mills Daily podcast, just type my name. It's the opening of the Scott Mills Bridge. Good times.
I'm pleased to say millions of people will have the pleasure of experiencing Scott Mills Bridge. Whether you gently drive underneath Scott or courageously go through him. Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge. Rod, the curtains.
And then Rod opened the curtains and the bridge. There it was. I do actually have a bridge on the M3 at Fleet Services. 24 Years at the Tap End was like Chris's early memoirs. All available, but only for podcast subscribers.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the Tap End. 24 years
at the Tap End.
And now it's time for another Christmas special. I hope it is, anyway.
Mm.
Is it Christmas?
It is, actually, yeah.
Okay.
I promised Fern Cotton that I would dedicate this one to her.
Why?
Today. I don't know, we were having a discussion about Tap End, and today's one is about Christmas time in Watford. And she's experienced that many times.
She has.
So, as a point, I'd like to dedicate this to Fern Cotton, BBC Radio 1's very own.
Is she mentioned in the story?
No, not
just,
at all.
Just a dedication.
Not even referred to.
Well, are you keen?
I'm Frankine Sensational.
I'm blowing my nose on a Kleenex tissue.
And because it's Christmas, I'm Rage Against the McKean.
Oh, lovely.
Do you think these will ever run out?
Yes, I'm running out now.
Okay, I'm taking you to the 17th year at the Tap End. We're all keen. I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Ready. 'Twas three nights before Christmas, and all over the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Me and the lads were playing a bit of a generic football game that rhymes with Queen Latifah. And as always, it was getting a bit tense.
What's that?
I've got no idea.
Latifah.
Oh, right, yeah.
FIFA.
Yeah.
Say it quickly.
You're like Scott when he eats. If you do it really quickly, you think it doesn't count. If I turn my back to you and put this entire donut in one mouth, all the calories won't be there when I turn back round.
I do do that, don't I?
You do. And I sometimes wish you just eat it slowly because then you'd appreciate it and you wouldn't eat another one 10 minutes later.
I think if I eat it really fast and it doesn't actually count towards calories. I don't think it works like that, does it?
We play a lot of this game, and several rules have developed between us regarding acceptable practice. One time, when I was beating Dougsy 6-0, he turned off the console halfway through the game. I refused to talk to him for 3 days. When we would fall out, I would get my action with strangers over the internet.
Eh?
Although there is nothing more frustrating...
whoa, that's a bit weird.
No, I mean, that because you can play online now.
Right. Is that safe and secure?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Although there is nothing more frustrating, and in my opinion wrong, than when you are beating someone online and they quit by turning off their console and losing the connection. It's cowardice to the absolute extreme, and anyone that does it should be ashamed. There's no pride in this dirty tactic.
It's a bit like when people turn the board game upside down when it's not going their way.
It's the equivalent of...
There's always someone there at Christmas doing that.
It's infuriating. You know what? I'd have so much more respect for you if you just played the full 90 minutes and take your beating... Me, Dougsy and Webbo were playing a lot of this game as it was winter time, and being 17 we weren't able to get into pubs really. It was an exciting time being the run up to Christmas though. Christmas trees were up and there was a pleasant Christmassy atmosphere about. I was yet to do my Christmas shopping, but with 3 days to go there was plenty of time. My only issue was budget. I had no money. I knew that some of my Christmas presents were going to involve craft or a loan from my parents to ensure that I had something to give them. That's how it used to have to work.
What, you'd make stuff?
No, so I'd borrow money off my parents to buy them presents.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any.
Just tell them to keep the money, innit?
Well, it would have been easier, but you know how it is. You need to give presents on Christmas, don't you?
I like the idea of you doing craft.
Mm.
I can't quite imagine it.
Are you like Watford's Kirsty Allsop?
I'm not very good at craft. Never have been. There was a hardware store in Pinner that I could get most of the stuff for my family. A mop for my mum or a screwdriver set for my dad.
A mop?
That kind of thing.
Where it's difficult. Your mum a mop?
It's difficult to buy for women, isn't it?
Right, well, yeah.
No, not really. Avoid all cleaning products. No,
that's awful.
No, I'm just saying, for a hardware store, it's if you're going just for the hardware store because it's a bit cheaper, you can only buy certain things for certain people.
Yeah, but most hardware stores have chocolate at the counter.
Yeah, but you can't...
It's better than a mop.
Chewing gum.
It's better than a mop.
I can't believe you bought your mum a mop for Christmas.
Well, I wouldn't
How
get
rude.
No, it's not rude. And I know what you're thinking. There's nothing sexist about it. Otherwise... It's just more suited, isn't it? You'd buy your dad the screwdriver set. You wouldn't buy your mum a screwdriver set.
There's nothing sexist about it, but it's more suited. You wouldn't buy your mum a screwdriver set. Right. Okay, good.
All right. Despite the lack of opportunities...
Did you make her mop up on Christmas Day?
No.
Were you sick on the kitchen floor just to give her something to do?
Despite the lack of opportunities to really do stuff as a 17-year-old in Pinner, there was one night we all focused on and looked forward to. Destiny and Watford were doing their Christmas under 18 night, and it was looking big. It's fair to say everyone was going. An artist called Raghav was performing a live set, which was very exciting.
I don't know them.
I do.
He did a song called Angel Eyes.
Yeah.
And there was going to be a live DJ set from a group called Three of a Kind, who were to be performing one of the greatest songs of all time, Baby Cakes.
You do love that one.
I used to love that song so much.
Awful.
I still do now.
It's awful.
The other great thing with the night was that since the summer, fit girls were pretty much in hibernation. In the summer, there were loads about, but come winter, everyone is covered up.
And not in some parts of the country, because I was out in Wigan last weekend and they all still looked hot.
Were they?
They were in exactly the same outfits that they were in August.
Mm.
I must go to Wigan.
Yeah.
To Wigan. Let's go.
Head for the north, my friend.
It's like Lord of the Rings. To Wigan.
To Wigan.
We got the train from Pinner to Watford Met Station. I remember it well. There was a strong smell of Africa in the air.
That smell en masse can be suffocating.
Mm.
It's like a boys' changing room.
Mm.
As we rounded the corner of... That would have been a good name for a boy band, wouldn't it? The boys' changing room. No, actually, no.
No, because the
weird.
Smell from that is gross.
How do you know, please?
Because you just have to walk past it to get to the girls' one.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm. I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
As we rounded the corner of the town centre, the queue for the club stretched far down the road. There was a ridiculous amount of people, and we joined straight up to the back. About an hour later, we walked through the doors to the club and walked inside.
An hour?
Yeah, it took ages to get in.
Big night.
It was incredible. After about half an hour or so, I was on the way back from the toilets when I saw this really good-looking girl. She seemed really familiar and was dressed in a Santa outfit. She was with a small group of girls, but as she caught my eye, it really bugged me because I knew her from somewhere. Weirdly, I kind of thought that she was looking at me the same way. It was only when I got back to Dougsy and Webbo and told them about it that I realised that it was the girl I danced with at my Year 8 disco. A girl for this chapter that I will call Gladys.
Not her real name, no.
So it's really weird. No, of course not. But do you remember, we've talked about, it was one of my chapters at the tap in from my Year 8 disco, which was a huge moment.
Mm.
And it was this girl. She was back.
Right, so like what, 3 or 4 years later?
Yeah. And she looked very different. She'd gone through changes. I proper liked this girl, but we fell out of touch, and a couple of years had since passed. She looked different, but I was sure it was her. Me and my mates went upstairs, but by the time we got there, she was gone. Me, Dougsy and Webbo propped up the bar most of the night. I don't particularly remember the set from Raghav, but I remember hearing Baby Cakes come on, and everyone piling onto the dance floor. At midnight, the DJ announced that we were going to pretend it was Christmas, and there was a big countdown, because it was like 3 days before, because
right.
It was an under 18 one, it wasn't the actual Christmas Eve.
So were you pretending it's Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have to stay there for 3 days?
No, just that
oh,
night.
Oh, right, he starts and he's like, 29,000.
No, the countdown was like, okay. 5, 4. There was such a good atmosphere, everyone was having a great time, and as the DJ pressed play on Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the crowd went nuts. There was a snow machine that went off, absolutely covering the club. And as everyone was jumping, people were grabbing randoms. And it was getting emotional. I was in the middle of a Mariah Carey mosh pit when I looked to my left.
Who never thought that would happen?
And then I saw her, Gladys, across the dance floor. For the next few songs, though, I couldn't stop looking at her. She was having a great time. Blokes would go close to her, but she would just smile and carry on dancing with her friends. Dougsy and Webbo just looked on as I walked over, just as the music was changing. If you have the audio tape for this biography, press play now.
Oh. Okay.
I love this song. This is it.
Ah. Oh.
Kind of emotional.
This says Christmas to me.
As I walked near to her, her mate saw me and nudged her. Everybody's got something they had to leave behind. She turned around and said, "Hi, Chris." I was surprised she actually knew my name. It just seems to grow with time. She asked what I'd been up to and how school was and all that. I didn't have much to say back, and really out of character to me, I asked if she'd like to dance. I sort of shocked myself. Maybe it was the Red Bull talking.
How many did you add?
I'd had a few.
Oh, I thought that was a nickname for something.
No, no, no. It was,
like what you call...
You could only have soft drinks. Oh. But she smiled and said yes. I never had a dream come true. Adrenaline ran through my body, but unlike when we danced in year eight, I knew what I had to do. Instead of putting my hands on her shoulders, I put my hands on her waist. And she put her hands on my shoulders. What's wrong, Becky?
I don't know. It's just takes like the romance out of it a bit.
Well, no. What happened in year eight? Is
I knew what I had to do.
She put her hands on my shoulders, and I put my hands on her shoulders.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were like dancing zombies.
Really awkward.
And then we danced. It felt amazing. I could see her mates pointing, and I could only imagine what Dougsy and Webbo were thinking. I gave them the thumbs up.
Girls love it when you do that.
The end of the night came so quickly, though, but we promised to stay in touch and meet up again soon, which we did. Somewhere in my memory. But I haven't spoken to her for years now, and I hope she's all right. I often think about that night. It had been a great party, and I guess they were right. There really is no party like an S Club party. Merry Christmas.
Do you have a message for her if she's listening for Gladys?
Hi, Gladys.
Hi, Gladys. Hope you're all right. Hope life's treating you well. Regards. Chris.
June. I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
Tomorrow on the show, I don't need to say anything more than David Guetta meets superfan Steve.
Can't wait. Sort of can wait. But you guys are going to love it, I reckon. Again, another French show.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.